Hello, my friend. Welcome to the Trilongo Track. I'm your host, Gianna, and this is your weekly dose of a little bit of mom life, a little bit of business strategy, and all the insanity that happens in between. I'm so excited that you're here. I also know that you're busy. You got life going on. So let's jump right into the episode. If you are listening to this in real time, it's March 11th, and Dom turned 5 this weekend. That's my oldest, my son. And I don't know why, and tell me if I'm alone, tell me if you've gone through this too, if your kids are past the age of 5, there is something about 5 that just feels mind-blowing. There is something about 5 years old and starting kindergarten in the fall and just what happens between 4 and 5 that I'm like, how is this even possible? How do I have a 5-year-old? How have I been a mother for half a decade? It's just wild to tell me. I have a hard time forming words, but I can't help it. And I know you probably do this too, but every time it's one of my kids' birthday, I can't help but look back on our labor story, our delivery story. I can't help but look back on those early days postpartum and as much as I can remember of the journey we've had over the last 5 years. And while Dom has grown so much and learned so much and has developed just this coolest personality, so smart, so sweet, I've also grown. And not just as Gianna, but when I look back, I've really, really grown as a mom as well. And I love scrolling around on the internet because, of course, you've seen the memes about, like, or the reels about the things I said I wouldn't do before I became a mom and what I do now. And I so have those things too. But what's wild is I spent some time last week really thinking about the last 5 years and how much I've grown and what's happened and what I have overcome. You know, dealing with postpartum depression is no joke. And even once you get to the point where you aren't suffering with postpartum depression anymore, there is so much guilt that comes along with it. So much, I should have realized it sooner, or I should have done something to prevent it from happening. Or honestly, there are times, Jeff and I were talking about this, where I have brought up pictures of that first year of Dom's life and have really no memory of that picture. And I'm sure some of that is kind of normal just because so much happens in that first year and you're so sleep deprived. But I also know I'm trying to think of the right word. I didn't soak it in. And I know everybody tells you to, but I was actually incapable of soaking in those moments. And so there's guilt associated with that. And it's something that I have worked through. I think it's something I might always have to work through, of really getting to the point where I can fully forgive myself, because I know I did the best that I could do at the time. And I had no idea what I was going through. And, you know, I did better the second time around and was more aware. So the whole reason I'm saying this, I actually didn't mean to go down this path, but hello, welcome to my life. You never know what you're going to get. There's so many things that I cared about when we first had a kid. There's so many things that I thought I was going to do or I thought would happen. And it's so, so similar to our business journey. And just like as a mom, when we are in it, we are in it. And sometimes it's hard to take a step back and really appreciate things. And I will tell you another side story. Again, come along for the journey here with me, folks. Before Jeff and I got married, I think it was at a rehearsal, the pastor that was marrying us, he pulled us aside, and it was at a rehearsal, and he said, "I'm going to give you one piece of advice for tomorrow." And some of this I knew because I was a wedding planner. And he said, "Tomorrow is going to go by so quickly," which again, I was a wedding planner. I knew that, but you really don't experience it until it's actually your own wedding. And he said, "The best advice that I can give you is to take a step back and soak it in. When everybody else," ooh, I'm getting emotional. It's like creeping up in my throat. When everyone else is dancing, or when your wedding party is giving a speech, or even in the moments where the two of you are dancing together, take a literal or figurative step back and really capture the moment in your brain. Really take it in. And I'll be honest with you, two things. One, our wedding didn't seem to go by that fast. It was the perfect amount of time. And two, several times throughout the night, I took that figurative step back and took it in. I stepped off the dance floor at one point and really watched everybody around me having such a great time. And there are people that were at our wedding that aren't with us anymore, and I have these great memories of them because I took a breath and I took a step back. And the reason I tell you this is because I still try to do this with my family. A couple weeks ago, the four of us were sitting at the dining room table and we were having a really, really good time playing games. And I did take that deep breath and took like the mental snapshot of the moment. Took a second to be really grateful for it, because there's a lot of nights when playing board games is actually miserable and not fun at all. You know what I mean? But this was just one of those really great nights. And so I took it in and I took that snapshot, and it's like, you know, put in a very special file cabinet in my brain. And what I feel like we don't do enough is appreciate the journey. And we do it in motherhood too. We're constantly in the in-between, waiting to go from one season to the next. Jeff and I were just talking about this the other day because we are in a hard season with my daughter. And he's like, "Man, I know they say it's a season, but sometimes these seasons are so long." And they are. And we're in this perpetual gap of like waiting for the next thing. And it happens in our business too. After this launch, I'm going to get through it, and then I'm going to do X, Y, and Z. After this week of being busy, then I'm going to do X, Y, and Z, right? And we forget, even in our business, to take a step back, take that Polaroid picture of the moment, and appreciate what we've done. Because, especially in the online space, because there is this culture of the constant climb, and I don't mean hustle, because you know how I feel about hustle, but the constant climb of the next milestone, the next income bracket, the next client signed. We forget to appreciate what we've already done and be proud of what we've already done. That when I'm in a really frustrating point in my business, which we all have them, I take a step back, that figurative step back, and I'm like, "Girl, you created this all from scratch. Like, you have programs online from scratch that you created with very little support, a you know, like from my own brain, my own videos, my own scripts, my own slide decks, like that is something to be incredibly proud of. If you have a community and you've built friendships through the virtual space, that is something to be incredibly proud of. I have friends that I talk to every single day, some that I've never even met in real life, some that I only get to see a couple times a year because of the community I've created. And I know that you have that too. That is so special. It's so special, and it is something to be proud of, especially because I know that if you're listening to me, you're the type of person that really does show up authentically and shows up as yourself. And so you have created a community on doing nothing but sharing your expertise and being yourself. And that is so incredibly special. Don't take that for granted. And so this is your reminder. This is my, you know, hope to tell you, whether it is in motherhood or whether it is in your business, to take that figurative step back and choose something to hold on to, something to be proud of. And then in the moments where things are amazing, when you do crush your launch goal, or you do sign that client that you've been eyeing up forever, like in the DMs, like, oh man, you're my dream client. One day, you and me, girl, we're gonna work together. When you sign that person, when you reach that goal, when you complete a new course or you put a new free resource into the world, take that figurative step back and take the snapshot. Take a moment before you run off to do the next thing and pause and appreciate yourself for what you were capable of doing. I know the online space can be hard, but there are so many of these beautiful gems and these special moments and these wins that we do have every single week that we're forgetting to celebrate. Just like, I'll tell you one more story, a motherhood story. So my dad and my stepmom were here a couple weeks ago, and Dom and I We were racing in the house, and I'm the kind of mom that doesn't let my kids win. Now, you know, I'm not going to run as fast as I can to beat my kid in a foot race, but, you know, there's a healthy balance between winning and losing, and it is important to be a good loser, even if you're hyper competitive like me. So I had beat him, and he got really upset and he started crying and he kind of went in the corner. He stepped away from everybody. He went in the corner and I went up to him and I said, "Can I help you?" And he said, "No." Like, no, he didn't want me to hug him or anything else. He said, "I'm sad because you beat me and I don't like it." And I said, "That's fair, buddy. It's hard to lose. I get it." And I said, "I'll be over here when you're ready." And I walked away. And even though he had this little outburst, it was maybe a minute after he said, "You know, I don't like that you beat me," where he got up and he came back and he was playing again. To me, I stepped back and took a snapshot of that moment because that was a win. Because he has been upset for longer and more out there, I guess, for lack of a better term, up until that point. So while yes, he still had an outburst, he's a kid, like, hello, he's going to do that. So I was so proud of him in that moment, and also myself, because I didn't lose my cool, which I sometimes do. And so in that moment, I took a snapshot. So our snapshots and our proud moments don't have to necessarily be when we reach the peak. They can be when somebody really cool that we've been eyeing up follows us on Instagram, or when we have that very first opt-in for our new free resource or our waitlist. Those small wins matter just as much as the big ones. So if you're listening to this on Spotify, there's this really cool feature where you can go underneath this episode and you can tell me, you can leave a note. So I would love you to leave me a note over on Spotify and tell me what a micro or huge win has been for you this week so that I can celebrate you. And if you don't listen to this on Spotify and you listen to this somewhere else, go to my Instagram at Gianna Trelongo. I'll link it in the show notes and tell me a win. Just send me a DM. I want to celebrate you and I want to help you get in the practice of taking that figurative step back, taking the snapshot and really breathing in the moments, even in the in-between stages. So that's all I got for you today and I'll see you in the next episode. Have an awesome week.